if one would ask, what is the happiest day on the Jewish calendar, you'd hear numerous varied responses. Purim, Hanukkah, maybe you would even get Pesach, in which at the Seder night we reunite with our family and our friends. But more than likely, Yom Kippur would not even make the list. Our rabbis of blessed memory, however, think quite differently. Not only would it have made the list, it would have been the very top. The Talmud tells us in the name of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Lo hayu yomim tovim Yisrael ki yom ha-kippurim, that there is no happier days, no better days for the Jewish people than on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur? Now I understand it's a serious, meaningful day. Maybe it should be on the top of the list for a day of repentance, a day of introspection and tshuva. But Simcha? What does this mean? How could it be? And in fact, at 2 or 3 in the afternoon on Yom Kippur Day, we're all staring at our watches, making a cheshbon, when exactly will we hear the shofar? When will Yom Kippur be over? We're counting the minutes and seconds until we no longer have to deal with Yom Kippur. Obviously, we're missing a very important concept. But what is that? That's so much so that we call it such a happy day that lo hayomim tovim v'Yisrael. A few moments ago, we recited Kol Nidre. Tonight, whenever a person is getting ready, moments before Yom Kippur begins, everyone asks, when's Kol Nidre? Kol Nidre sets the tone for the rest of the day. It must be a very powerful tefillah. For Kol Nidre night is one of the few times of the year where everyone is found in a temple or a synagogue. Regardless of your philosophy, whether you're far to the right or to the left, it doesn't make a difference what your affiliation is or whether you're even a member of a synagogue. We make it our business to attend shul on Yom Kippur night. You're here. We're all here. And we're here because we wish to be inspired, to be able to make a real change, to improve in some way, to polish our lives. We recite Kol Nidre, a time where everyone is together. And for those who had the opportunity, as the Chazan was involved reciting this beautiful tefillah, maybe you looked at the translation, you took a peek, a glance into your machzor. What exactly are we saying? What are we praying for in Kol Nidre? Kol Nidre Vesare Ushvuye Vacharome. All of our vows, prohibitions, oaths, consecrations, may they all be annulled. We are a captive audience. We are here, ready to pour our hearts out in tshuva and repentance. So why are we beginning Yom Kippur with this? Vows? If I had the opportunity, maybe I would rather recite or have all shuls say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that we in unison should be Mekabel Malchus Shemayim, the yoke of heaven. Maybe the reciting of the Aseres Hadibros, of the Decalogue. After all, Yom Kippur is a time in which Moshe gave the second set of Luchos to show that we were forgiven. Our ultimate kapara. But what's this Kol Nidre? What does this have anything to do with Yom Kippur? To answer these questions, I'd like to share with you a story I once heard by a man by the name of Charlie Harari. A story of a man who went to a train station. And he went to this train station to purchase a ticket. The cashier looked at him and said, I'll tell you, all the prices for this train, they're all the same. But the train leaves in a while from now, in 40 days. If you commit right now, for the same price as the cheapest, the worst seats, the same price, you will be able to right now get a first class seat. The man thought for a moment and said, 40 days, that's a long time from now. And therefore, he chose not to make a commitment. He said, I'm not going to commit. I'll wait. I'll do it later. 30 days go by. And he went back to purchase that ticket. After all, he only had 10 more days until the train would leave. And he was quite disappointed when he found out that all of the first class tickets were sold. They were unavailable. The woman behind the counter said, I'll tell you, even though there's no first class tickets, you can still sit in coach. It's not so bad. And he said, you know, who's going to buy those tickets 10 days in advance? I'm not going to waste this opportunity. I may need this money for something else. I'll come back later. I don't wish to commit. A week before the train was scheduled to leave, again he went for a third time. And he realized not only was there no first class tickets, that coach was also sold out. And the only way he'd be able to get on that train, standing room only. He thought, well, there's no way, no way anyone's going to want those tickets. It's going to be easy for me on maybe the day of the train when it's about to depart. I'll just purchase it then. I don't want to commit. He had a busy week. And then one morning he woke up and realized it was the day the train was going to leave. It was going to be leaving in just an hour. Frantically, he packed his suitcase and drove to the train station. He drove to that train station so quickly. He went there and he noticed something terrible. A huge sign. And the sign, two words, sold out. And he looked at the train which he desperately needed to go on. And he saw that the train, right over there, it was about to leave. In a panic, he grabbed his very heavy suitcase in as fast as he possibly could, ran toward that train. When he stepped onto the platform, he saw that the doors of the train closed shut right before him. He ran on the platform, beads of sweat on his forehead, side by side with his train, moving so slowly. He realized he had no chance until suddenly the back door and the caboose opened up. It was the conductor of the train, who saw him running. The conductor stretched out his hand and he yelled at this man and he said, drop your bag, grab hold of my hand, and jump on. And he did. The message of the story is that we can all relate to this man, the man trying to catch that train. We know, as I often say, that we should be doing tshuva early in Elul, 40 days before Yom Kippur. Do tshuva now and avoid the holiday rush. But we don't. We push it off. We procrastinate. We don't commit. Instead, we wait. We wait straight through the entire month of Elul. Although we heard those sounds of the shofar, it didn't stir us. Aseres Yimei Tshuva came and went. And now here we are on Yom Kippur. And we still have no ticket in our hand. And the train is moving away. But we still have one opportunity. Anthropomorphically speaking, Hashem stretches out His hand. God is our conductor. And He says, it's not too late. But you need to let go. To let go of all of your baggage that's weighing you down. Let go of all of your baggage that's holding you back from change. This, explains Charlie Harari, is the message of Kol Nidre. Vows are restrictions, limitations, baggage that we place upon ourselves, that we carry with us, and it holds us back from jumping, from taking that leap of faith toward change. How often we say, I can't do it. I can't be better than yesterday. And a person who has that attitude is holding on to the baggage that they can never change, they can never improve. On this we say to your baggage, I don't want it. Any of it. Bikulon, Icharat Nabahon, Batalin Umvutawin, Lo Sharirin, Velo Kayomin. It should have no power. Our baggage should have no standing in stopping us from improving. When we release our fears, when you release your baggage and let go, you will then realize that you're going in the right direction. You're on the right track. And what better feeling is there but to know that you are in control of your future, in control of your life, and doing what you know is right and good for you. Lo hayu yomim tovim liYisrael ki yom haKippurim. And it was said in the name of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein as he recalled the expression, the emotion that was found on the face of the Rav, Rav Yosef Soloveitchik, on Yom Kippur. The Rav on Yom Kippur was filled with joy, simcha. His face glowed on Yom Kippur. Why? And I believe because the Rav understood the message of Yom Kippur and of Kol Nidre, that he was able to let go of his baggage. The Rav was able to remain and to go onto the right track. May we all be zocha and merit a year of learning how to let go of our baggage, our limitations, and to grab hold onto that outstretched hand of our conductor, Hashem. And may we merit a year of simcha, true joy, for ourselves, the Jewish people here, and in Israel, a year of shalom, peace. Amen.